Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's better than this? It's guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast. Kyle Krabs, Chris Schubert from thedraftnetwork.com here. Joe Marino, I saw he was in Big Sky Country on Instagram yesterday, so we can confirm that he did land. He never bothered to tell us, like he never texted home and told us that he made it. He just, but he's on social, making sure he's documenting his adventures out into Yellowstone territory, because I know that's really exciting for him right now. So no Joe Marino, but that's fine. Kyle Krabs, Chris Schubert, we have you covered. And speaking of covers, Chris, I think you have some important messaging for everybody as we get ready for Takes on Takes episode 155.
I mean, you know who's got you covered for the rest of the NBA playoffs, for the MLB season, for the NFL futures, the fights that are coming up. Our friends over at Bet Online, they continue the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Bet Online, your continued source for all sports wagering needs, including live betting and the fan favorite. And these are Kyle's favorite, the Vegas casino and poker games. It's so easy to get started. Just head over to the website, or you can use your mobile device to sign up and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, and you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Where do you want to start, Kyle? We got some spicy takes. We got takes on the Twitter. We got takes from the premium members. I got takes all over the place. You said you had a take for me yesterday.
Here's what I want to do. I want to start with the ones from the premium members. I want to shout out the premium members and make sure we drop a couple of theirs right off the top here. We are not finishing this show without mine, but the place I want to start, Chris, is why you look so surprised that I went for it with the guys being dudes to introduce the show the last 2 days.
You saw that? You picked up on that I was a little...
Yes, I did. It was like, oh my God, he did it. Like,
so just to let everybody in on a little secret here, the guys refer to me as the producer of the show because I am, because in real time, I'm monitoring things in our recording software. So I normally set Joe's level to a point where I'm like, okay, I know he's going to do the intro at the beginning, and then I bring him down. I bring him up a little bit. Well, Kyle, I'm not used to having to monitor your level doing the intro, and I did not pot you down a little bit there. So you were kind of at the peak octave, and that's why that face was made, because I was like, ooh, forgot to fix Kyle there. Because normally when it's just you and I, You just hit everybody with a very nice, calm, casual, what's better than this, guys being dudes. And you don't try to do the grumbly voice. But today you did, and that's fine. Yesterday you did as well, and that's okay. It's more than okay.
Today, by the way, happy National Rescue Dog Day. I know you're not a dog person, but...
Yeah, very anti-dog. So
it's insane to me. How about
I have a fear of them.
Pizza Party Day.
Oh, love that.
How about Pizza Party Day?
Love that.
NASCAR Day.
I don't know if anyone can see on the YouTube version of the show, but there are like a lot of boxes behind me. I'm moving this
There
weekend.
Are, yeah.
I'm getting out of here. I am moving location. So it is going to be pizza day here at the house because I have no food at the house. So there will be pizza order tonight for National
No, pizza. Not pizza day, pizza party day.
So I'm going
to have to have
pizza
have a
party.
Pizza party.
That's fine. It's a party of one, me and the pizza.
That's a party too. All right, let's get into some takes here.
Okay, so we're going to start with the tattle take because this is a good one, and this comes from the premium members. I'm just going to read you the tweet, and then you can go with it where you want.
Okay.
Matt Corral is a better quarterback.
Oh,
prospect
I know as, where we're going already.
As a whole, than Bryce Young, it's not even debatable. Matt has a bigger arm, is more mobile, and would have looked just as good playing for Alabama, throwing to Alabama receivers. Stay mad about it with the shrug emoji. Now this is tough because I'm not a huge Bryce Young fan. So like, there's an opportunity
and
for you to convince
you know who
me.
You're talking to.
Right, and so you could convince me of like putting other quarterback names there, but I don't know if Matt Corral's name fits the bill for this take.
Right, because I think Bryce has, I think Matt is more athletic as a runner, but I do think Bryce is more quick twitch. I see more from Bryce with pre-snap and post-snap processing. And I am not without question and significant concerns about the offense that Bryce is playing in at Alabama, but I see more translatable reps from Alabama than I did from Ole Miss where Matt played. And I think Bryce is more accurate. So you got a guy with quicker feet, a guy with more translatable reps, and a guy who's more accurate. I have a really hard time building the argument that player A is better than player B when all of those things favor player B.
Yeah, the concern.
But like,
I'm
in the same boat as you. I'm not a huge Bryce Young guy right now. Like, I don't think he's a lock to go in the top five or the top 10 of this upcoming draft by any means.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if he puts another good year together, it's all going to depend on the measurables, right? I think the size is the big question mark with Bryce. I think that's the one thing that we all have there about him. Okay, this one from Dolphins Craze 305.
Okay.
Bengals, Titans, Raiders, and Patriots all finish. So again, I'll read the teams again. The Bengals, Titans,
these are
Raiders,
four playoff teams from
Patriots.
Last year.
They all finish third or fourth in their respective divisions after all making the playoffs last season.
Okay. So
what disrespect
Bengals,
to the Tennessee Titans in the AFC South to say that they finished third or fourth?
I will say this for Cincinnati, and I do think they regress a little bit off the Super Bowl run that they put together, but Baltimore's got to prove that they can handle them because Cincinnati smacked them both times they played last year.
Sure, and Cincinnati could go 9-8 and finish third in that division. I think we need to put context to it. Like, I think the Ravens and then the Browns have Deshaun for a large majority of the season. You could understand how you could get to them being in third.
Tennessee.
Yeah, the Colts, sure, but like the Texans, the Jags, like what are we doing here?
Yeah, I think I'm out on Tennessee, but the Raiders I can buy as well. And who's the fourth team?
It's the Patriots.
The Patriots. I will buy that as well.
If you said fourth, we could have a debate, and we had this debate yesterday in our staff meeting. But third or fourth, I think it's very reasonable that they could finish third or fourth.
I think it's probable.
I have a take here about Dak Prescott, which may branch us off into a different conversation.
Is this from Happy Hour? Is this from Discord
take,
Happy Hour yesterday?
This take is not from the TD and Premium Discord Happy Hour, which I somehow
Chris
got,
Schubert.
You know,
yeah, you
into.
Blew the whole thing apart with like 5 minutes left. We're doing a happy hour, and then Chris drops a nuclear bomb of a take on.
It was actually
at 7:55, and then magically, happy hour went another hour and 20 minutes.
and did you notice I was out of there? Did you notice I was out
yes.
of there? Like, I was
yeah,
done.
Keith
I
was like, all right, man.
Deuces. Okay, this take. Dak Prescott will be the big-name quarterback to be moved next offseason after McCarthy fails again and with Jerry Jones' incompetence as the general manager. So this is not related to the...
Who's his take from?
This is from... So it would be Tua Tagovailoa, and then this person has taken the tongue part of Tua and have put thick with two C's. So how would you pronounce that?
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa? Okay, that's what we'll go with. This picture is a corgi on Discord.
I'm going to be honest with you. Dallas ain't trading him for a $58 million dead cap.
It's top 10 quarterback to Dak Prescott to some people.
Yeah, to a lot of people with common sense. You could trade him post June 1st, but you'd still have $18 million in dead cap this year and $40 million in dead cap in 2024. No, I'm all the way out on this dead. Nobody is incurring that kind of dead salary.
Also, like, if Dak struggles this year, like, and they don't do well, they're just going to fire McCarthy. Like, that's the answer here.
Right.
And they'll keep Dak.
Dak, I'm going to be honest, Dak is not the problem. I know some people on this podcast right now seem to think Dak Prescott is a mid quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah, don't wave the finger.
No, no,
mid.
No. I thought you were going to say that I thought Dak is the problem in Dallas. That is not true. I do not believe that. I do not believe Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback. We did
but
this.
But you think he's a mid quarterback?
I originally said top 16. I did the thought exercise. He's a top 13 quarterback. I put him 13.
You're so silly. You are so silly. Okay. My list was silly. I'm not, let's not derail the show. What else you got for me?
Oh, we've got a lot. This take from Josiah, and this is a bad one. This one should get the poop hat out for. Ketchup does not go on a hot dog. Ketchup belongs on a hot dog. No.
I think there's enough iterations of hot dogs that you can get away with not putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Oh, disagree. I think the only way to eat a hot dog is with ketchup on it. I'm not a mustard guy.
So you would chili dog?
No, that's too messy.
What about
cheese on a dog? I'm okay with that, but
cheese dog? What's your stance on corn dogs?
Oh, out on corn dogs. Out.
So you're out on corn dogs, but you're in on hot dogs.
Correct. Yes.
I think I'm vice versa. Like, if I could pick one, I would pick a corn dog over a...
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I like the cornbread. Like,
that's fair.
If the bread on the outside is good, then I'm going to take the corn dog.
That's fair.
Did you know most people are paying too much on their auto loan? Dave used Auto Approved to refinance his car, replacing his overpriced loan with a cheaper loan and lowering his monthly payment. Now, since he saved with Auto Approved, he's sitting behind the third base dugout instead of the bleachers. Auto Approve connects vehicle owners with their best available rates to refinance their existing car loans with no markups ever and handles the paperwork, yes, even the DMV, making it simple to save thousands and pay less each month. How? By instantly accessing the nation's top lenders to uncover great savings. When you refinance with Auto Approve, you get your best rate and more with an advocate that works for you to make sure you get the best deal that's right for you. In fact, in 2021, AutoApprove was able to save their customers, on average, over $150 a month. That means more money for better seats, better snacks, or that new jersey you deserve. Not only will they save you on your monthly auto payment, but for all of our listeners that refinance through AutoApprove, they'll send you $100 cash to your mailbox. So what are you waiting for? Auto loan rates are historically low. Take your tailgate to the next level when you refinance with Auto Approve. Put more money in your pocket for what matters most. To find out how much you could save and to claim your $100 cashback offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV.
This take from Sam, and I'm going to get this because we've got a good amount of time.
Is this from Sam Teets?
Yeah, this is a good one, but it's going to take some time for us to go through this. Take.
Hold on. I need to get my mind right. Hold on.
Okay. Because he actually did the work. Because he is a very good... He's the assistant GM of Draft Dudes. He did the work on this for us. Take. A team made up of undrafted free agents from the 2022 draft would win over or under 3.5 games in the AFC South. I'll lean the over at 4. And then he put together a roster.
Go ahead.
Carson Strong at the quarterback position.
Okay.
Abram Smith at running back. Justin Ross, Charleston Rambo, and Javion Hiley at wide receiver. Jalen Weidemeyer at tight end. I'm already out on this take. Obina Ezzie, Kellen Deesh, Ben Brown, Donovan West, Alex Lindstrom, the makeup of your offensive line.
They're not blocking anybody. You're going to lose every play in the trenches at every single spot.
Myron Tagovailoa, Amosa, Keir Thomas, Noah Ellis, Christopher Allen, David Anini, Jack Sanborn, Mario Goodwitch, Sam Webb, Mykel Wright in the slot, Verone McKinley, and Smoke Monday, the two safeties. You're not defending anybody either.
Yeah, you can't win separation outside when you have the ball. You're not going to win in the trenches.
I don't love your over the top play with Verone and Smoke Monday.
There's Dolphins fans that think Verone McKinley is going to be like a real thing.
That's nice.
And I have to put like the black cowboy hat on and be like, hey guys, 4'6", can't play teams, doesn't tackle great, and doesn't run fast and small. That's a bad combination.
Right? He does have Cole Kelly as part of the depth players, though. Shout out to our guy, Cole Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, I'd buy this take if he put Cole Kelly at quarterback instead of Carson, but he didn't, so I'm all the way out. That team goes 0-17.
For sure, 1,000%. Not even close.
Would that team beat Alabama?
No, it would not.
What's the spread for that team against Alabama in a neutral site game?
What's the spread for Alabama against Texas A&M right now? Like,
I don't know.
It's like double digits, right?
I didn't go out of my way to find out what the October 2nd or whatever
Dude,
it is matchup,
it's the
October
biggest,
6th.
It was the biggest story in football all week long. Everybody was all over it.
I understand
I did something
that.
For the TD and Instagram about it. I made a Mean Girls reference
I
on
seen
our Instagram
it.
Yesterday.
I know. He doesn't
I would
even
say,
go here.
I would say it's like 17 and a half plus, probably.
For in favor of Bama?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, not even close.
I'm just confirming that we're talking about against the UDFA team.
Correct. I think Alabama would be a three touchdown favorite, more than likely.
Yeah, and I'd take Bama.
That's what
I'd take Bama.
I have a music take for you.
Okay.
From Bobby Scoops. AC/DC belongs on the Mount Rushmore of all-time music bands, and he has taken it a step further, along with Queen, The Beatles, and Aerosmith. There's a lot of takes that were.
I have a counter take.
Okay.
And this is going to make me very unpopular.
Oh, we might be in agreement then.
AC/DC is the only good band that he mentioned.
Oh, okay. All right. So Queen is my favorite rock band of all time. Like, I love Queen. I understand why people don't like Queen. I'm just a huge Freddie Mercury guy. I think I agree with you about the other two. I'm not a Beatles guy. I'm just not. Like, not for me.
I cannot name a single Beatles song that I find enjoyable and I don't automatically change when it comes on.
And I agree with you about Aerosmith. I think there are other bands that we would put on here over them. So
now, the song that they did for Armageddon was really good. I'm going to be completely honest. Don't want to miss a thing?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, it's one song. That doesn't get you on the
right.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Correct. So we won't agree on Queen, and that's fine. But do you like AC/DC?
I do. Huge. The two rock bands I grew up listening to just as much as I did Queen were AC/DC and Van Halen. I love Van Halen more than AC/DC. My sister's a huge AC/DC fan. I'm a Van Halen guy. But I think both are fair. So
hey, what are your thoughts on Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac is good, not great, but they're good.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the Police?
Police, good, not great.
What are your thoughts on Peter Frampton?
Don't know enough to have an opinion.
What are your thoughts on Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi, good, but a little overrated.
We're relatively on the same page.
Well, we listened to some of the similar music. We've done this. We've played this game before.
Yes. Yeah, but like we haven't delved into different generations of...
Like I'm a huge Eagles guy. Good. I like U2, that kind of.
Yeah, I liked U2 until they put that digital disc on my thing without me asking.
I cannot
get rid of it.
Let me just check real quick here on my non-Apple
on your broken shattered phone.
Nothing on there. No.
I cannot get rid of it. I'll delete it from my phone and then like. Not deleted on all my digital devices, so then when I plug my phone into like sync or whatever, it resyncs it back on. It's a cockroach for me, and now I don't like you too.
That's fair. That's a fair reason to not like you too. I'll allow it.
Yeah, it's stop bludgeoning me over the head with the album I didn't ask for. Here's my take for you. I want to make sure we get it in.
Okay.
There is a greater than 25% chance that if the New England Patriots season goes the way we on this show feel as though it has a fair chance to go, in which the team wins 7 games or somewhere in that capacity. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick stands a modest chance of getting the Don Shula treatment because I'm getting some 1995 Don Shula Miami Dolphins vibes from New England. And if you are uninitiated,
or if you were one,
in what happened, they ran Don Shula out of town for having hit the glass ceiling, for not having it anymore. And Don Shula retired, but effectively they ran Shula out of town.
I could see this if McDaniels was still there. I could get on board with this take. They don't have...
So you think that would be the heir that they would immediately pass to?
Doesn't it feel better and doesn't it feel more likely? And I feel like I would be more on board with this take if they had somebody in the building that everybody could point to and be like, yep, that's the guy. I have to look at it from McDaniels. McDaniels had to be told that the job was his. And he chose anyway to do this again and leave and go to the Raiders.
I think maybe he just saw how bad things were getting.
Also potentially accurate. Potentially accurate that he's like, I'm out of here. I don't know. They did a lot of winning, man. They really did. I have a tough time thinking
And Don Shula was the winningest head coach in the history of football and did not endure a losing season from 88 to 95 and still got ran out of town.
But the championships, man. Bill won so much. Like, I just don't. Now, listen, it is the one city in American sports that could do this, that could pull this off, to right. heel turn on the coach that brought them all this winning and say, we don't want you anymore. But I can't
see the same thing that Bill did to Tom.
I mean, listen, I just don't like I would enjoy it watching like Matt Patricia or Joe Judge try to coach the Patriots next season.
No, they wouldn't do that though. They would do, like, Miami went out and got Jimmy Johnson, right? Like, they'd go get, like, they'd try and, like, go balls in on, like, Sean Payton or some shit like that. Like, they would, I don't think you'd be like, oh, yeah, we're just going to promote from within. Like, no, you got to finally admit, like, the whole thing is over, right? So it's time to start anew.
Maybe. All right. 25, you give it a 25% chance? I can co-sign this. I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Okay. Cool.
Got a take from at JMart on Twitter. It says doctor, okay. But I don't know if he's an official doctor. With the addition of Kayvon Thibodeau, the Giants quietly have a top 10 defensive line in the NFL.
Dexter's good. Kayvon's got to play first. Like, yes, obviously the promise of him is very exciting, but I don't want to give credit where...
Aziz was good last year for them too, right? Aziz played well.
Who's that?
Aziz Ojulari.
Aziz did play well. I don't know that Aziz is like a staple player that you'd point to and be like, oh yeah, that's the reason why they're a top 10 defensive line NFL.
Just pointing out their defense. They have Leonard Williams.
Yeah,
Dexter
That's the four. That would be the four.
Okay.
Little inexperienced on the edges for me to get there, but they have plenty of talent.
Khalil's Real Football Talk has a take for us.
Hello, Khalil.
More Verone McKinley talk here on Draft Dudes. Take, Verone McKinley and Reed Blankenship will both start multiple games as undrafted rookies. I'm out on this one.
They playing in Houston? Like, if they're not playing in Houston, I don't know how you get on the field, let alone start.
I have a take here.
Verone McKinley is like your sixth safety in Miami. Seventh, if you include Trill Williams, who can actually play special teams.
It's just a numbers game, right? Like, just find me the opportunity. Find me where he's going to get on the field. I just don't see it in Miami. So
Reed can play teams. Reed can play special teams.
Where's Reed again?
Couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
That was why I didn't know if you knew off the top of your head, because I didn't. I'll look it up. Don't worry. The Eagles.
Reed's not a bad call, but I just don't know that he's...
He can get on the field. Let me pull up the depth chart real quick.
I know. It's like Marcus Epps and...
Yeah, their safeties are...
Kayvon Wallace,
Anthony Harris, Marcus Epps.
Anthony Harris.
Yeah, he's in the mix. Like, they only have six safeties on the roster. He's in the mix. And you said he could play
teams. Listen. there's a chance he can be their safety version of TJ Edwards. TJ Edwards was an undrafted linebacker from Wisconsin who I thought could ball a little bit. It was just like he wasn't super athletic, right? And he ended up, TJ Edwards has been like a significant snap taker for Philly the last couple of years as an inside linebacker. So I wouldn't rule Reed out, but Verone's going to have to get cut and go somewhere else. I just don't see a path on a team that still has Javon Holland, Brandon Jones, and Eric Rowe. And then you've got Clayton Fezulum, who you're paying $3.5 million to be a core teams player for you.
And he is a core teams player. I've seen it in person.
Yes. And then Trill Williams, who's exponentially more athletic and can play corner.
Right. So
as potentially a safety as well.
Right.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it ain't going to happen in Miami.
Take from Aaron Owen on Twitter. He DM'd this one to me. Also wants to know why I'm a West Ham fan. So clearly a soccer fan here. And Aaron, I just root for the Hammers, okay? This is the team I chose. Just leave me be. Alec Pierce is top five in rookie wide receivers this year.
In what measure?
He did not give me the measure. I don't know. It's up to us to determine the measure.
Okay. Let's play the game. You want to bring up the?
Do we want to just define it as year one impact and kind of just be
sure
favorable to the player?
Sure.
Okay. Chris Olave, I would take over Alec Pierce.
Correct. Not even close.
I would take Christian Watson.
Garrett Wilson. Okay, Christian Watson, I would agree. He's probably going to be your de facto wide receiver two at worst in that offense with Aaron Rodgers. Okay.
Garrett Wilson. Okay. I wasn't super
and
sold
and not
on that,
close.
Okay. I'm in. Okay.
I still think the Jets are going to have to try and score a lot of points. I don't think they're suddenly going to be a team that's going to allow 16 points a game. Like it's
no.
You're going to have to throw the ball.
They were the worst defense in the league last year.
And he's going to get a ton of run after catch opportunities.
Okay, so that's Jameson Williams. I have a tough time with because he's just going to miss a chunk of time. We don't know how much.
I would still take Jameson in that environment. Yes,
I would
take Jameson as well.
I would take Sky Moore over Alec Pierce.
Man, I don't know. I feel like he's going to be deferred into the slot. You're going to have Juju. Valdez Scantling is a big-time height-weight speed guy winning down the field.
What if Juju's not what he was in the past? Like, and we're just...
He's still going to take the snaps.
Oh, my apologies. The first wide receiver off the board, Drake London, because there's nobody else in Atlanta to catch anything.
Right. Drake London's 1,000,000% going to get 120 targets this year if he's healthy.
So London...
They're all going to be probably within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, but...
So London, Olave, Wilson, Watson, that's four. Treylon Burks in Tennessee. I know we don't necessarily... Who else are they throwing the ball to? Year one impact, right? Like, he's going to play.
Yeah, I think I'm out on this take.
Jahan Dotson we didn't even mention.
Yeah, I'm out on this take.
Yeah, I'm also out on this take as well. One more? Do we want to do one more?
Yeah, let's get one more.
Let's take from Chris. I thought this was an interesting one. It did make me think. The current form of Josh Allen is better than peak Cam Newton.
Yes. Josh has been unbelievable the last 2 years.
You didn't think about it as much
and
as
I know
I did.
Cam's MVP season was phenomenal, right?
And I think that's what kind of clouts is you just get so caught up in how good that year was. Where you just couldn't do anything wrong.
But at the same time, that was Josh 2 years ago. In 2020, he was like that.
And then he backed it up with another good year.
Yeah, I mean, he like relatively equaled the production. I know he wasn't as... You had the extra game to work with, but like, yeah, I mean, he's been ungodly good the last 2 years. So I would agree with that take, and I don't think it's close.
That's it.
So, that's it. Takes on Takes, episode 155 in the books. We hope everybody enjoyed. If you checked out on the YouTube channel or if you are listening, we thank our friends at BetOnline for their continued support of the show. Kyle Krabs, Chris Schubert, Have a great weekend. We will talk with you guys again on Monday.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.